All this week, we are looking at volunteering for RNIB, speaking with some of the volunteers from around the UK. Some are blind and partially sighted, some are sighted. We've got different ages, but today we are chatting with Holly Wilson, who is a volunteer manager, and we also have Matt Stringer, the chief executive of RNIB. Matt, thank you. First of all, volunteers are hugely important to the organisation. I think it's fair to say we couldn't do what we do without them.
No, our volunteering network are fantastic. We have sort of just under sort of 2,000 volunteers across the country, you know, in real pockets of excellence. And we get, you know, a massive amount of commitment, of ingenuity, and of just man hours. You know, we get a lot of effort, a lot of time is devoted to our cause by people who feel very empathetic to the RNIB, either because of their own sort of lived experience or because old friends or relatives potentially who are visually impaired, and the volunteers can see the need to support the RNIB to do the good work that we do. So it's a massive part of our operation, and we treat them with great respect, and you know, we have very strict sort of processes in place to make sure that we properly manage and communicate and cherish our volunteer network.
I suppose the current situation we're in at the moment around the coronavirus, you know, that's made some big changes in terms of what volunteers can do for us, but still, you know, very important, and you know, very soon we will be looking to increase those numbers again, hopefully.
You know, we are seeing some great and continued volunteering effort through the coronavirus crisis. You know, volunteers working 4 or 5 hours a day for us at the moment, helping with outbound calls, supporting local communities with local solutions, the thing like access to food, you know, making sure people feel connected. So we're seeing our volunteer network sort of prosper actually through the coronavirus crisis, even though, you know, maybe our traditional activities have been sort of curtailed. So we, you know, we have some brilliant individuals who do great fundraising activities for us locally, sort of committed self-starters when it comes to doing that local fundraising activity in their local areas. I think one particular hotspot of volunteering excellence is our facility down at Ivy Bridge in Devon, where Jill and her team have built a brilliantly committed force of over 100 volunteers around our audiobooks service based in Ivy Bridge. And I had the great privilege of being asked down with David Clark, our Director of Services, to their annual sort of lunch and awards ceremony back in November last year. And I think I've got this November's in the diary as well, where Jill and the team celebrate, say, over 100 people who routinely turn up to our office in Ivy Bridge and give many hours a week of support for the RNIB. And I mean, you have to go and see it to believe it and realise just quite how brilliant an operation it is.
Also joining us, we have volunteer manager Holly Wilson. Holly, Matt's telling us a little bit about some of the things that our volunteers get up to and the importance that volunteers are to RNIB. Do you get feedback from the volunteers themselves?
We do, yes. Actually, just this past year, we've received some really lovely feedback from our volunteers. So about 89% had said that they would recommend volunteering with RNIB. And quite importantly, 84% said that they feel that they are making a difference. Making a difference is something that we should all feel whenever we're supporting a charity. And this is something that they're doing.
What about a couple of highlights for us?
So we asked our colleagues this year to nominate volunteers for the Royal Garden Party at Buckingham Palace, and we received some really wonderful nominations. One volunteer, Jade King, was nominated by her volunteer manager, Mike. She's worked really hard to be a young person's ambassador and is making a really huge difference to young people who have sight loss. So something that she's done is she set up an adventurers group, which is an activity group for blind and partially sighted people who are aged 18 to 30 years old. And this is to encourage empowerment, develop independence, help to grow new friendships and build confidence. So they've done some really cool activities. They have been rock climbing and abseiling. They've had some spa days and they've even had a driving day at a racetrack. And outside of this, she also runs a school liaisons project that teaches Key Stage 1 children about living with sight loss. And she's delivered this program to hundreds of students, parents and teachers in her area. According to her volunteer manager, she's contributed about 50 hours a month while volunteering. So what a huge difference she will have made with that dedication and that contribution. And we're really grateful for that. Another supporter, Archie, he has run 14 marathons for RNIB over 14 years. And this includes marathons in cities all over the world, such as in Tokyo and Berlin. And at the beginning of this year, he had raised nearly £22,000 for RNIB, which is just incredible.
It's a great amount. I wish I was 18 to 30 again so I could, you know, do the spa days and things like that. It's brilliant. I don't know about the marathons, but yeah, I mean, well done to both of them, and some really good examples there of how people do get involved with RNIB. Of course, the situation we're in at the moment with coronavirus and lockdown means that there's a bit of a freeze on bringing in new volunteers, or even the volunteers who are with us can't really take part in a lot of things, but there are people out there who still want to help in their communities. That their help that they can get?
Yes, absolutely. So even though our face-to-face volunteering is suspended for now, obviously people who have been affected by sight loss still need support. So what we would recommend is, if you do know of anyone in your community who has sight loss, or just in general is perhaps just quite isolated and might need some more support, just keep in touch with them. It's one of the most simple and effective things that you could do. Just reach out to people. Communication is just so important in helping people to avoid feelings of isolation. Something else you could also do is maybe lend a hand with the shopping. So a lot of people who have sight loss would rely on online shopping to get their weekly groceries, but many might be finding it difficult to secure a weekly delivery slot. Others might rely on public transport to get to the shops and could be feeling nervous about contracting coronavirus while travelling. A third way that you could also help out in your community is by joining an app, becoming a volunteer for an app called Be My Eyes. This allows people with sight loss to call on sighted volunteers at any time that they need a little help with maybe reading cooking instructions on a ready meal, helping someone to coordinate an outfit. No matter how big or small this is, it could make a huge difference.
Absolutely. It's almost like having a pair of eyes in your smartphone. You know, you talk to a person, mm-hmm. they can look at what you've got in front of you and help you out. It is a fantastic one to get involved in. Does RNIB have information that people can look at maybe on the website?
Yeah, there's lots of information on how you can help in your community. Just log on to www.rnib.org.uk/volunteering/helping you help others during coronavirus. So just in the meantime, we just want to say thank you to anyone who supports us and to those who are interested in helping us in the future. And we'll let you know whenever things can pick back up again. So until then, just please keep safe.
Absolutely. And of course, a big thank you, as Holly said, to all our volunteers. For the moment then, to Holly Wilson and to Matt Stringer, thanks to both of you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Alan.
Bye-bye. Thank you.